Some of you may be aware that Vision Sunday last week was postponed. The primary reason, it was a really difficult decision, but it was postponed because I had to stay in Singapore as my dad was attacked by sepsis and he was admitted into the hospital, then ICU. So it was a really critical time for my family, for my dad. He's already 73 this year. And it was challenging. And I want to thank the church for praying together because God has been gracious to him. At one point, the doctor was not that positive. At one point, we thought we might lose him. But by the grace of God, yesterday, he has been discharged from the hospital. All glory be to God. Amen. Thank you so much for praying. Thank you so much for standing together. I believe God has done a miracle for my dad, for my family, and he will do the same for you. This morning, I want to talk about a sermon entitled, Why Prayer? Why Prayer? Why is prayer essential? Why is prayer powerful? Why do we need to pray? Before we go into the Word of God, let's pray. Father God, teach us how to pray. And also God, teach us why we need prayer in the first place. Because truly, you have given us this gift. The gift of declaring your word, your kingdom. The gift of communicating with you, the gift of proclaiming your promises over our lives. Indeed, God, you have given all of us your perfect will and perfect plan. And today, God, through prayer, we want to know your will and we want to do your will. This morning, God, plant something deep on the inside of us that will walk away from this place transformed by you. In Jesus' name we pray, everyone say, Amen. Last year, in October 7, some of you may remember that date, Israel was attacked. Hamas sent their fighters, invaded the land of Israel, and in a day, Israel lost more than 1,000 lives. Some may be wondering, hey, I thought Israel has one of the best military in the world. Why they were so vulnerable to be attacked? Why, you know, they could easily allow the enemy to invade them from the ground, from the air, and from the underground? How did it happen? Some of us may wonder what happened if Malaysia is attacked one day, right? Now, I think, though they may have the best military in the world, but they did not anticipate that. They were not in a war mode. In fact, they were celebrating a festival, the Jewish festival, and they were attacked. The same could happen to our Christian life. We have the best weapon in Jesus Christ. Amen? God has given us promise. God has given us a land. God has given us His kingdom. God has given us His salvation. He has given us His promises. But if we are not aware, and if we are not alert and be watchful, we can come under attack. That is why you and I, it is so important for us to understand why prayer. Why is prayer important in my spiritual walk with God? And without prayer, one has no way to experience God in His fullness. Let's go to the Bible this morning, the book of Exodus, chapter 17, verse 8 to 9. Exodus chapter 17, verse 8 to 9. Let's read out loud together. One, two, go. Now, Amalek came and fought with Israel in Rephidim, and Moses said to Joshua, "Choose us some men and go out. Fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of hill with the rod of God in my hand." here Israel just came out from Egypt, right? God has just done great things for them. God sent 10 plagues. God opened the Red Sea. Wow, it was victorious. It's like salvation. Finally, we got out of the world. We got out of the kingdom of Egypt, right? We have been set free from the hands of Pharaoh. Wow, praise the Lord. They were having a good time, right? Then they came out and lo and behold, over here, the Amalek came and fought with them. Christians, friends, you know that God has delivered us from the darkness into light. God has given us salvation. God has given us promises. But sometimes we are not aware that we will encounter a battle. Israel did not choose the battle, but the Amalek came and came against them. You and I must be aware that there are spiritual battles in our lives. Because God has come, Jesus has come to give us an abundant life. Amen? But the devil, the enemy, has come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. When God has so much in store for you, God wants to give you salvation, an abundant life. God wants to give you a career that can glorify His name. God wants to give us revival for Malaysia and beyond. Amen? God wants to give us a next generation of young people. But the devil wants to come and kill and steal and destroy. And a lot of times when we are not aware of that, we think, perhaps the promises are not for me. Perhaps the promised land is not for me. God, all of us here have not been trained in battle. The Israelites, all for hundreds of years, they were construction workers. They were shepherds. They did not know how to hold their weapon. But over here, they had to fight. If you and I constantly stay naive and innocent, I don't want to fight, I'm the peaceful kind, you will realize the enemy is more than happy to take away whatever God has given to you. Your marriage, your health, the destiny that God has given to you. The enemy wants to come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But then here Moses said to Joshua, "Choose us some men and go out, fight with Amalek." Thank God they did not give a registration form, who wants to go? I guess no one would want to go, right? No experience. Who is gifted? Nobody is gifted. Nobody had experience. You know, a lot of times when it comes to battle, spiritual battle, when it comes to prayer, it is a call. Like all of us have been chosen. The question is, many have been called, but few are chosen, right? Because very few would want to respond to that call. City Life, I pray that all of us here will begin to respond to the call of God and say, "God, I'm here. Choose me, God." And Moses here, he understood something. He said, "Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand." Moses understood that they were not fighting against flesh and blood. It was a spiritual battle. The battles that you and I are in today, they are not physical. Don't fight against your neighbor. Don't fight against government. Don't fight against your competitor's company. No. Our battle is not against flesh and blood, not against human. It is spiritual in nature. Therefore, Moses said, "I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand." This rod that he was holding was his tool. Right? When he was a shepherd, was his tool. And then his tool, when in God's hands, it becomes God's tool. And he said, "I will stand on the mountain with the rod of God in my hand." You and I have to learn how to give what we have to God. Amen? So that he can use whatever that is ordinary and he will turn into something extraordinary. You know, a lot of times in our life, we never really feel we need prayer. Probably right now, as I share about prayer, some of you may say, yeah, there is a specific group of people called to prayer. Maybe you say, like, yeah, I will pray when I have needs. That is because we do not know that we are in battle. I did not know I needed prayer so much until my dad was in the ICU. I did not know prayer was so important because we were having holiday in Singapore, right? We were eating, drinking, take pictures, garden by the bay, you know, it's all good. You know, and my dad said he wasn't feeling well and having some gastric, we thought it's just normal gastric. The next thing we know, the following morning, he woke up, his face was pale, a bit yellowish, he could hardly stand, and he kind of lost his full consciousness, like he seemed a bit confused what is happening around him. Till then, when we sent him to the hospital and the doctor diagnosed that it was sepsis, I searched online, I saw the mortality rate was 72%. I'm like, God, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon my dad, God. He has been your servant all his life. And that's when I realized I was like the children of Israel. I was left with no choice. But God, you fight for us. That we are going to keep praying because the situation didn't seem good. The doctor didn't seem very positive, and all things are coming against us. Lord, only you can come through. Friends, perhaps you are in similar situations today. Perhaps you are not. But you see, it is not in the day of battle we begin training. We need to start praying today. We need to be aware that right now, even right here and right now, the devil is trying to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Our generation, our world, whatever that God wants to do in City Light, in Penang, in Malaysia, we need to be aware that it is happening. I pray that the devil will see us, that we will realize that we are a threat to whatever that he wants to do. Because we are the army of God. The Bible describes God, one of the names is the Lord of hosts. That means the Lord that owns armies. And today, the children of Israel, when Moses called them, right, it's not just the children of Israel, but he also said they are the armies of God. People who have never fought a battle, now they need to learn how to fight. City Light, I pray that all of us, the Lord will train us how to fight through prayer. How to pray like we are fighting. Verse 9 and verse 10 over here. So Joshua did and as Moses said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And so it was when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. When he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. It was like the battle that happened in the spiritual realm determines the battle that happens in the physical realm. It was as if, it was exactly the same feeling when we were praying for my dad. I tell you, church, I have never prayed so much in my life. It's like all the time I'm praying and just proclaiming God's word. I begin to search all the promises of God regarding healing. I begin to proclaim and begin to seek God's face and say, God, what is your will for my dad? I begin to pray over. So like it's like early in the morning, you wake up, the food, right? It's not appetizing anymore. Whatever around, the weather, the little things happen, it doesn't affect me as much anymore. But I was focused and say, God, the whole church, my dad's church, all the friends I sent, prayer request to all the pastors that I know. I say, can you come and pray? Everybody pray. And when we pray, we begin to realize as we pray, he becomes better. He becomes better, although he was in the ICU. And after that, the doctor said, I think he showed some good progress. Then we begin to celebrate a bit and begin to like, okay, it's done. So maybe, you know, he will get better from there. We kind of stop praying, not exactly stop, but you know, like kind of like not in the battle mode anymore. I begin to think, hey, where can we find good food? Where can we chill, you know? Then, though he came up from ICU, the fever came back. It was as if we felt when we pray, he makes good progress. When we stop praying and relying on God, then the virus got stronger. The bacteria got stronger. We're like, God, how long is this going to last? Then we pray again, he become better again. Then we feel like, oh, okay, maybe it's done. And it's not. Do you know that battle is always very intense? It's very, always very intense. You need to keep pushing until the enemy is completely defeated. It is the same for your life as well. You want to pray for your family's salvation. You want to pray for your company to be blessed by God. You want to pray for your marriage, your relationships, your health. We got to keep praying until we receive the complete victory. It is a battle. It is intense. The enemy is not going to, oh, since you pray, okay, I go home. I pack my bag and go home. It doesn't work like that. We were contending for days with God. I remember, like, my mom is constantly praying. We were constantly praying. When we wake up, when we sleep, we pray ourselves to sleep. Then we wake up in the midnight, we pray again. It is like, God, there were moments we felt like, God, are you going to give us a miracle? It looks so challenging. Verse 12, I want to show you verse 12. But Moses' hands became heavy. You see, prayer sometimes can be physically very draining. Sometimes faith can, you know, the decision to believe, to stay faithful, full of faith, it is demanding physically. Sometimes we may feel like giving up when we don't see anything. So Moses, his hands became heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him. He sat on it. Aaron and Hur supported his hands, one on one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. So Joshua defeated Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. Moses was not alone. He had Aaron, and Hur. Sometimes when it comes to prayer, one person may not be enough. We need some prayer partners. We need people to come together and say, let's pray together. And they were holding his hands to pray. Amen? And all of us, we need that. We need prayer partners. When we pray alone, we see the word of God. But we pray together, we can pray longer. It's not easy. They had to move stones. Just imagine you move a stone that is probably as high as your chair. It's not going to be light. But they moved stones. They sat on it and they held onto Moses' hands until the sun went down. That was many, many hours. Friends, not only should we pray, but we should pray unceasingly. We should pray. There is this word that we learned when I was in college. Push. Pray until something happens. And right now we learn we have to pray until we have complete victory. Throughout these few days of episode, I asked God, God, what is the lesson you are teaching me? I felt God prompted me. Say, Daniel, I want you to live a life of prayer like how you did in the past few days. That means prayer is not just an act. It is a lifestyle. That means we should constantly pray all the time. Pray for our... We will only pray when we are aware that there is a battle going on, right? We will only appreciate weaponed when we know that there is an attack. I'm not asking you to go around and say, are you my enemy? You know, we're trying to identify everything as enemy. No, we are just fully aware that the destiny, the vision, the revival that God wants to give to us the enemy will try to attack and steal. That's why you and I have to pray for our families all the time. You know, at this point of time, right, you do not appreciate people to come to you with theories. Like when, you know, right, when your country is under attack, everybody around the world, yeah, why they attack this and that? You are not in a battle. All of us can command, right? But when you are really under attack, when you are about to lose someone's life, it is so intense. Don't tell me theories and all that. I want weapon to fight. I want to pray. When you see your family's salvation as a promise of God, don't give me theories. How he should be saved, when he should be saved, whether he should be saved. God, I just pray that God save my parents. Give us your salvation. Soft heart, amen. We don't need theories. We need the promise of God. We know that we do not want to be deceived into thinking that God is not for us. God is for us. He's not against us. All things work together for good those who love God. So we begin to trust in his hands, trust in his heart, because God is for us. I wonder how many of us here today we need to wake up and say, God, my spirit will not rest. I will keep praying until I see revival, until I see Malaysia coming to know you. Every single name, every single person will know your name. Every single person. Church, we should not rest until everybody in Malaysia hears the gospel and beyond Malaysia will hear the gospel. We will not rest until Penang comes to know the Lord. We will not rest. That is so important. So they helped. They were supporting Moses' hands. Church, we need to support each other in prayer. Encourage one another to pray. Whenever you meet, pray. Because God has called us, has given us this gift of prayer. Prayer is not a chore, it is a gift. A lot of times, we can take health for granted. It is so easy to take prayer for granted. Yeah, it's okay, I will pray later. So God allowed me to go through that process to understand, hey, I have got this weapon. I have got this gift from God to pray, to come into his presence, to know his promise, and to partner with him and his kingdom. And I want to actively take part. You have two responses today. One, you say, before I see the battle becoming intense, I already train myself to pray. I'm already aware of what is happening. Or you can say, I'm not called to fight. I'm not called to pray. Then the enemy is like open door. You want to take anything, just take, okay? Free for all. You can choose that path as well. But then we will lose the destiny, the fullness of God's blessing, the hope of glory that we have in Jesus Christ. Because even Jesus himself would spend hours and hours to pray. He called his disciples, tarry with me in prayer. Tarry with me in prayer. Pray. And he said, just now, Charlotte shared the verse, where we've been called to heal the sick, to raise the dead, to cast out demons. City Light, that is not reserved for a few. That is for every one of us. Do you know you can cast out demons? Do you know you can heal the sick? Because the Holy Spirit, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, now lives in you. And you and I today, we have got this beautiful purpose of God that we are called the temple of the Holy Spirit. You know, the tabernacle is supposed to have fire. It's supposed to have prayer all day, all year long. And now, God said, I'm going to dwell amongst men, and I'm going to make you my temple or my dwelling. The Holy Spirit now lives in us, and this is a temple of prayer. So prayer is our first thing that we do. It's how we live our life. I don't know about you, when you face a challenge, maybe you are offended by someone, or perhaps you are not well, who do you go to first? Google? ChatGPT? Or do you go to a doctor first? Or do you complain to your friends first? Gossip first? The Bible says come to prayer first. Do not worry. Let's come to God in thanksgiving, in prayer, in petition. Let's come to the Lord first. Such a blessing we have that we can always come to God in prayer. I want to share with you 3 points, and with that I will end. Moses lived a life of prayer. The job that God has called him to do was impossible. A man come against the strongest kingdom of Egypt. God single-handedly delivered the children of Israel. Impossible. But yet that happened because God loved Israel and because of the friendship and the communion Moses had with God. Today, your friendship with God, your prayer with God will be the key to the deliverance of your people. Your prayer will make a memorial in the future for the people who get saved into God's kingdom. Your prayer plays a part, your communion with God. So Moses lived a life of prayer. The Bible says that Moses would talk to God like a friend. God would speak to him like a friend. Then he would go up to Mount Sinai, spend 40 days, 40 nights, just talking to God. I was just wondering, God, so many things to say, huh? Like 40 days and 40 nights, that was how he lived his life. First thing, why prayer? It is for intimacy. It is for intimacy. Friends, prayer is for your intimacy with God. When you come to God, you don't have to memorize a standard prayer. When you see Moses' prayer to God in Exodus, you realize he spoke to God like a friend. There were times that he submitted himself to God. There were times that he complained to God, God, you asked me to do this, but you never tell me who you sent me. Right? And God did not get upset. He also said to God, God, this is your people. They are so stiff-necked. This is not my people, God. Do you know you can talk to God like that? It is for intimacy. God desires a heart of worship that is in spirit and in truth, where you can just pour out your heart to God. Friends, God is bringing us to an intimacy with Him, to draw close to Him, and He says He will draw close to us. That is point number one. As Moses drew near to God, as he talked with God, and he had the fear of God because God was a consuming fire, the Bible says that he could understand what God was saying and the will of God. He could understand God. Second reason why prayer is for understanding. Do you know the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom? It is the beginning of understanding. As you come to God in prayer, you experience. So when I was praying for my dad, I realized that the more I pray, the more I understand God's will. The more I pray, the more I am overwhelmed by His goodness. The more I pray, I realize that, hey God, it is not even about my prayer, it is about your goodness. And all I can do is to wait on you, and you do the work of healing and deliverance. Do you know prayer is a sign of humility? To know that, God, I cannot, really. That's why I come to you. I cannot. And we just have to trust in God and wait on Him. Only He knows how He will act and when He will act. But we trust that He is for us. His promises are for us. So the more you pray, friends, City Lighters, you will get a deeper understanding of God and His will. You don't have to look around. You don't have to look around and keep searching on the internet what is best. Keep looking at the figures, keep looking at the data and all that. Because there is a deep spiritual understanding of God's will for your life. But it starts with a life of prayer. After the understanding, that's where we see, number three, the power of God. The power of God. Everybody say the power of God. Prayer. The Bible says when two or three are gathered in my name, here God is with us. And whatever that we pray to God, in our Father in heaven, He will answer our prayer. Prayer brings power. That is why the children of Israel could defeat the Amalek in one day. No experience, doesn't matter. They have prayer. They have God on their side. You don't have to worry. You see, a lot of times when we look at the doctor's report, we look at the situation, we look at the financial report, we look at all these things, we freak out. But we can come to God in prayer because God is above all this. He can do great things for you and I. But we got to hold on to our prayer to God and say, God, I want to live a life of prayer, of dependence, of humility. I realize when we truly pray, it is when we truly humble ourselves. That's why we humble ourselves and pray. Today, if you feel you don't need prayer, perhaps you are not humble enough. I was not humble enough because I live in good health, right? When we don't pray, we just think we can plan everything. But sometimes when we encounter death just right in front, then we realize, God, I'm just a human. I'm just a breath away from leaving this earth. That's why I pray. In fact, it was God's breath that breathed into us and caused us to be alive. When my dad looked so lifeless, we keep praying, God, it is your breath that is in his lung. When he needed oxygen to stay alive, we say, God, it is your breath in his lung, God. Your breath. Since the beginning of the world, when you breathe into Adam, Lord, you breathe your breath into us. There's nothing we can boast anymore. Our life comes from him. We serve a great God, isn't it? We serve a healer. He just one touch from God. Just one word from God. But prayer helps us to experience God. Come into his agreement with him, with his purpose, his word. Suddenly the word of God becomes so important, because when you don't have the reservoir to know God's word, you do not know how to pray. And I was praying God's word. When I run out of words, I pray in the Spirit, and around the Spirit, I say, God, you pray for me, because the Holy Spirit prays for us. Isn't it amazing? Even right now, Jesus is praying for us. So when we want to align ourselves to God's purpose, we align ourselves through prayer. Just a conversation with God. Amen. Shall we rise to our feet this morning? I wonder how many of us here, there is a realization this morning that there is so much more. There's so much more that God has prepared for you, has given to you. I wonder how many of us here today, there is this holy dissatisfaction. You say, God, I haven't seen my family safe. God, I haven't seen my career glorifying your name. I wonder how many of us here, you begin to not take theories to satisfy you. Maybe it is God's will that my family should perish. I don't know. Maybe you begin to have all these theories coming, you know, causing doubts. Perhaps some of you here, there is a holy dissatisfaction. Say, God, I want to fix our eyes not on what I see, but I want to fix my eyes on you. And through prayer, God, I want to pray until my Amalek is defeated. You know, after my dad was discharged yesterday, Saturday, I said, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Then when I got the news, I said, okay, now it's time to prepare and work hard for City Light. You know, there's so many things. There's so many things on hold when I'm away. Then the next thing I know, my baby Sion, 2 years old, she was hit with high fever. Like high fever. And her temperature was high, and after giving her paracetamol, it did not quite calm down and keep coming back. And she displayed some shortness of breath. Her heartbeat was very fast. That was before, when last night all of us are sleeping, we were battling. I said, God, can I still preach tomorrow? Can I still come to church? And 5-something in the morning, I had to drive to find a hospital that has a doctor. Just couldn't find one. My wife and I decided to bring her back. We couldn't do anything. I said, God, our plans don't work. I said, God, can you just have grace upon us? Because I have to be at church 7-something. I said, God, we pray. We battle in prayer, in spirit. God, we pray that God, you are for her. You are her healer. And we just pray. I wonder how many of us here this morning, you have somebody that you know you need to pray for, your family members. Maybe it's a situation right now. I want to encourage you, before you see any changes, you begin to rise up in prayer and say, God, I will pray right now. God, help me to pray. Holy Spirit, help me to pray. Every promise that you have received in the past, pray. There's so many things around that needs a breakthrough. You begin to pray. If you are responding to God today, why not we just raise up our hands right now to God? Just like how we raise up the rod of God, we raise up prayer. We raise up our prayer unto God right now. Oh, begin to pray for your situation right now. Begin to proclaim God's healing. Proclaim God's deliverance. Begins to fix your eyes on God. Come on, open your mouth to pray.